And welcome to another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce in Frankfort, Indiana. I'm Shan Sheridan, your host and also the director of the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and Clinton County Economic Development. The E-Factor is brought to you by the Chamber to really present and promote the E-Factor in our community: encouragement, engagement, entrepreneurship, employment, education, entertainment. You know the show by now. But we are so grateful today to have Scott Haynes joining us on the E-Factor. Scott is the Vice President of Operations there at Bailey Trucking here in Frankfort, Indiana. And Scott, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Shan.
Hey, no problem. Scott, Bailey Trucking has grown immensely. I mean, let's go back to the early years and thinking about those few years when you were, you know, basically a small mom and pop, and now you've become this huge corporation.
Yeah, I actually started working for Bailey Trucking in 1999 as a driver. I was just driving for the owner, Monty Bailey, and worked my way into, he asked me to become a dispatcher, and I worked my way into that.
There you go.
A little breakfast showing up this
morning.
Yeah, that's
right. Breakfast is showing up. We're in the middle of an interview. That's all right. We got some breakfast going. So, hey, we know this is pre-recorded. That's all right. Well, we're going to go as, but we do have a delicious breakfast by 3D's Pizzeria, by the way. We'll put a plug in for 3D's Pizzeria. So,
but anyway, I mean, when I went into dispatching in 2000, we maybe had 20 trucks, maybe 18, something like that, and then we just continued to grow over the years, and Monty Bailey, who started the company in 1973 with one single truck, you know, he bought a truck and hauled grain and just kind of did that kind of stuff, and then grew into, you know, he passed away 6 years ago of cancer, and his wife took the company over and kind of entrusted a group of four of us that had been with the company for a long time to run things for her. And when he passed away 6 years ago, we had 28 trucks, and we're over 80 trucks.
Wow.
Now. We have a location in Murfreesboro, Tennessee also, that our customer went down there, NHK of Indiana here, you know, you deal with them a lot. They make seats for the Subaru plant in Lafayette. We haul all the parts for them. They built a new plant down there in Tennessee, so we followed them down there and built a new terminal. But we haul all the parts to make the seats, which is, people can't believe, you know, the amount of, we probably have 60 trucks a day doing that, you know, or 50, and then 10 doing other things, and then 20 down in Tennessee. But we haul parts from all over the United States, bring the parts in to assemble the seats, and then we haul the finished seats from Frankfort here to Lafayette to the SIA plant, which is a pretty neat deal, pretty critical deal. You know, it's all just in time freight. I mean, it goes right off of our trucks onto trains in there, and it goes right to the line. We have a matter of 10-15 minutes per load that we have a window. We have to be there, or we'll shut their plant down. But it's a pretty neat niche that we have that we do. So,
no pressure. No, it's an absolutely, it's a tremendous operation. Bailey continues to grow. Of course, NHK Seating continues to grow. They're your primary customers, and they're seeing expansion right now.
Absolutely.
In Frankfort. And you guys are seeing, as Subaru grows, so does NHK grow, and so does Bailey Trucking. You guys also backhaul. You do all kinds of things just the seating as well.
We have a big customer in Indianapolis that we haul transmission out to Baltimore. We have 4 to 5 trucks a day hauling out of Indy out to Baltimore, making trips. We have a customer out of Delphi, Next Day Container, that we haul a lot of stuff for. We probably do anywhere from 5 to 10 loads a day for them also. We've grown, you know, it's been thanks to God has blessed us.
Sure.
You know, and we try to give back to the community, and what I love is just, you know, the amount of families that we're, you know, because of our growth, that we're able to feed just right here from, you know, from the county. The amount of people that we have working for us is, you know, we're over 100 employees, and I never would have thought, you know, that was kind of always a goal of Monty's, and, you know, you never really think about it happening, but
yeah,
thanks to God blessing us, we've just grown and grown and been able to give back to. So.
Well, and give back you have. I mean, the Ivy Tech Project, what a blessing you've given the Prairie Creek Park. There's a variety of things that you guys have been involved in. Monty and Cindy probably had no idea what kind of tiger they had when they first started this whole thing years ago, but certainly tragedy losing Monty, but Cindy has been able to carry that mantle and really assemble a team, like you mentioned, that have been able to take this. So that entrepreneurship that they had back in the day,
yes,
starting this company,
yep,
has really flowed into the people that they have brought up and have been able to lead. And now you yourself have really become an entrepreneur and running this. And we were talking last night about you've even started a new business with your son.
Yeah, me and my son Cameron have started it. Yeah, dad's been a big part of it, my brother-in-law, but started a remodeling business. You know, we're going to do home remodeling, Cameron is, and I'll help him where I can. And my dad, it's been great for my dad. I grew up in Illinois, and my parents moved over here a couple years ago when my dad sold his business. And him and Cameron he's been showing up every day helping Cameron on our jobs we're doing. And it's just great. You know, it's been great. But yeah, talking about Cindy, Cindy Bailey, the owner, of Bailey Trucking, she's been great. You know, because she wasn't a part of the day-to-day business, and we knew Monty was sick. We didn't know, you know, you don't think it's gonna, right, you know, you don't think he's gonna pass away. It's not gonna be today, you know. Yeah. But we lost him a lot sooner than we thought, and so it kind of put us into the fire. You know, yeah, we're worried what's Cindy gonna do? Is she gonna sell the business? You know, is our customer NHK? What are they gonna? Are they going to look at us and think we can keep this going, you know, and run the company? But with myself and my brother Mark Haynes, who oversees all the shop maintenance, which is phenomenal, what he and his guys do, and Karen Bogue and Quinn Hesley, you know, the group of us, Cindy put us in there, and she had a vision. She wanted to keep Monty's legacy going, and I think he would be proud of us today for what we've accomplished. So,
absolutely.
And he laid the ground, you know, he laid the foundation. We learned a lot from him, and we've tried to even do things and make it better, you
absolutely
know. We really have. So.
Well, you speak of loss. You know, Bailey Trucking, it was a tremendous loss with Monty. That had to definitely impact, as you mentioned. But you've also experienced personal loss. We had a tremendous tragedy last year, losing your son to suicide. And, that, you know, I know the wound is still very fresh, Scott, but I appreciate your being willing to open up a little bit and talk about that, because I think that's something that impacts so many people. Depression, the stress and the pressure,
yeah,
that goes into a person's psyche and their emotion and their mental well-being. And you guys dealt with all of that the last several months.
And we have, you know, we lost our second oldest son, Bryce, to suicide in last October, you know, and it's a parent's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And you don't think it's going to happen, you know, it's not me. What this whole community is, you know, our Clinton Prairie community, you know, that I've been really involved into,
yeah,
you know, coach football. I've it's just a wonderful community, but we've had such tragedy, you know, losing young people the last year. And, you know, you go and you pay your respects because we're one big family. And but then you go home and you get back into your own life and you think, you know, you don't forget about them. You pray about the people. You know it's awful, but it's not going to happen to me.
Right.
You don't think it's going to happen to you. And we lost Bryce. And Bryce was
a bright star. He was a bright star. Really,
he
was.
Worked for Bailey Trucking, you know. He was our nighttime mechanic. He loved his job, you know. Bryce was a big, you know, always had a smile on his face. And that's the thing, you know, all the people I've met that knew Bryce and just what we've learned about Bryce's life, he was just a happy, caring person that he loved everybody and he put everybody else first. And we had no clue of his depression or whatever was going on, because obviously he masked it with a big smile.
Oh, yeah.
Because you
and
know
a big,
Bryce,
hug.
A big,
yeah,
big hug and a big handshake, and he was a true gentle giant, you know. But it for us, God has got us through this, you know. That's what people, and you know, because, you know, you helped us through this, Shan. You were you were huge in our lives of getting us through this. You know, like you said, you had people asking you how can they stand up there, yeah, and get, but God sustained us through that week. And, you know, after the week was over, we were exhausted. And, you know, it's a battle every day for us to even get out of bed and go do what we got to do. But I have a family that needs me, and I know that. But it's just, I just wish, you know, I wish kids would talk to, you know, there's always somebody out there that'll listen. Yes, there's absolutely always somebody that would listen. And it's not, you don't have to be ashamed. We've all had daily struggles, you know, and maybe, you know, I guess I never really talked to Bryce about that kind of stuff because me as a dad, I mean, we had nothing but love in our house.
Right.
And, you know, he loved us. You
and
know,
we can vouch for that.
The last time we saw him, you know, he was, love you, Mom, love you, Dad. Because I was his friends and had a great night. Nobody saw anything with him. And, you know, maybe if we could talk to our kids more about this, and I have, obviously, now, me and my wife, Susie. Susie has been great through this, you know, and she struggles daily with it, but with the love of God and God's hand, and we can feel God's work in all this. We know Bryce is okay.
Amen.
But we're selfish and we want him here, you know.
Yeah.
I miss him dearly every day. But if kids will just understand that they can reach out to, you know, anybody. It doesn't even have to be a parent, a friend, you know. I mean, you have so many people that would be willing to help, you know. I'm here for anybody, and you did a great thing at the service, you know, having the kids stand up and say, there's not one person in this, you know, in the sanctuary here that you couldn't call and wouldn't pick up the phone at 3 a.m. and help you. But it's just the struggles the kids have nowadays that, you know, I feel with social media and phones and, you know, everything is instant gratification.
Right.
You know, you don't always think things through. I, you know, that's what I think with Bryce. I think if he'd had 10 more minutes to think about it, and, you know, because the kids aren't thinking about Mom and Dad at that time, or your brother, you know, or your best friend, or, you know, your girlfriend. It's just hard to explain.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to learn as I go through this here.
And you know, Scott, you've been a blessing. Your family have been such a blessing, not only in the Clinton Prairie community, but really throughout the entire Frankfort and Clinton County community. You guys have been a great example of, you know, dealing with, because not only was Monty Bailey passing away, but your father-in-law, Jim Milstead, Dr. Milstead, a great guy here in our community, the emergency room director for our hospital for a long time, passed away with cancer as well. That was a tremendous loss. And then, like you said, the other tragedies that went, you coached a lot of these kids over the years that have gone on now, and then it happens in your own home. And I guess I want you, if you could just, you know, speaking to the folks that are listening right now, you know, how you not only handle that, but what advice can you give a parent today that's dealing with tragedy in their own life that needs a little encouragement? Maybe they're struggling. Maybe there's it's not death, but maybe there's a separation. Maybe there's a broken relationship with a young person in their life. How would you give them some wisdom today?
I mean, the power of prayer is amazing. We've seen that in our lives. And kids go through different, you know. I was talking to my sister, called me the other night, you know, just the struggles of raising children, you know. But I you just have to be open and listen to them and try to give them advice and daily prayer. And you know, that's kind of what keeps us going, is, you know, is if something good can come, and it has, through Bryce's life, because we know that. I mean, I had a guy come to me at work. You know, everybody at work loved Bryce, so it was such a, I mean, the outpouring from the community of support for us was amazing, and that's what kept us going. But, I mean,
well, it does open up so many things for, when other people see it happening and the pain in your life, it brings back pain in their own life sometimes that they're dealing with. And I know you've had the opportunity to be, to really hold on and hold somebody else's hand through some of the issues that they've even had to deal with in their past.
Yeah. And like I say, I had a, had a guy from work come to me that had dealt with depression in his life, and I didn't know that, but he said through Bryce's life and what he saw through Bryce that, you know, if he starts having, you know, those thoughts or depressed feeling, you know, he thinks of Bryce and it gives him strength through, you know, which is obviously God working through all this, because there is some good, you know. It's an awful tragedy, and you know, he obviously wasn't thinking when he did this to the amount of people he was going to hurt, but there is good that has come from his life. I mean, I truly feel that, and to be able to help, you know, I know you said you had somebody right away that week just come and say that, you know, our strength helped them. Absolutely. To see, you know, how we got through that, and we are really close with the other families here that have lost, you know, loved one, young children, you know, from tragedies in this right. community. We stay close with them, and we, you know.
Well, unfortunately, you've become a fraternity now.
Yeah, and it's a group that, you know, that we belong to, like you said, a fraternity that we belong to together. We share this together, but we help each other through that. And I saw God. It's funny, after we stepped back after the pass, after we lost Bryce, and the things that God put into my life ahead of time, you know, people he put into my life, you know, a good friend of mine, Travis Harris, right. who lost his father to right. suicide, you know, we were he coached football for me and with me, and we got to be great friends.
And he didn't even know.
No, yeah. I didn't even know about his dad. That had happened a few years before. And he came to me like that next day and gave me a big hug. And he said, you realize God put us together for bigger reasons than just being coaches together. But it's amazing to see God's work, you know, to prepare us for what was going to happen. We didn't know it at the time, but we look back and, you know, so.
Well, Scott, you know, I greatly appreciate your testimony. I greatly appreciate your family and what you guys have been meant to our community. I think, you know, I think about you as, you know, you're a husband, you're a father, you're a son, you're a brother. But you're also a vice president of operations for a company that is just going gangbusters in our community. You've done so much, and then dealing with the loss of your father-in-law, dealing with the loss of other young people in our community, and then the loss of your own son. I just felt the need to bring you on the E Factor, because, folks, I need you to understand, this is encouraging. This is an encouragement. This is a guy that has been through the trials and have been through the fire in the last several months, if not the last couple of 3 years, and even prior. But, you know, Scott, that's what we're, I guess we could use another word in here, and that's an example. We have to be examples in this world today for folks that are struggling or dealing with difficulty, and I just appreciate you so much being with us today.
Well, thank you, Shan. I kind of fretted about this last night, and I prayed about it and got up, prayed about it this morning, and I'm glad that I can help, because, you know, I believe that I am here, you know. Yeah. I'm here for a reason. My passion has always been coaching the young kids, you know.
And a coach. I forgot. coaching football. In fact, Scott is the head of the youth football program out at Clinton Prairie. So
yeah, I've been
done a great
done
job.
Youth football for 11 or 12 years out there now, and been on high school staff, but I just love to be a positive role model for the kids, and I believe that's my, you know, I sat back this winter and we thought about, you know, maybe this is time for me to step back from football, and my family was like, and my wife, you know, Susie, she's been just amazing. She's like, you need football, you need, that's your passion, that's what, that was a bond for me and Bryce, you know. I mean, Bryce played football and all my kids, but I just love to help the kids and want to, you know, and that's what they need to know. If, you know, you're struggling, reach out to somebody, please.
Absolutely. And we have a, thanks to IU Hospital, providing a safe communication to be able to talk about situations in your life. All you have to do is text SAFE to TALK. That's SAFE, S-A-F-E, the number 2, and then TALK, Safe to Talk. If you text that message, someone will respond to you. Safe to Talk, someone will respond to you. Brought to you by IU Arnett Hospital in the this region, and we're greatly appreciative of IU Hospital.
Absolutely, that's amazing. And what, you know, don't think that this, guys, don't, you know, that this is not a macho thing to do, you know, I'm too tough, I can handle this myself. If you're struggling and have a bad thought, reach out to somebody, please.
Right. Talk to somebody.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're begging you to do.
Absolutely.
Today. Safe to Talk. We'll be glad to have it. Well, a counselor, and it's all anonymous, Scott. No one knows who you are. You don't know who they are, but somebody's on the other end of that phone willing to talk to you. And Safe to Talk, SAFE. The number 2 and TALK, brought to you by IU Hospital. So greatly appreciate that.
All right.
Scott, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank
Breakfast
you,
is
Sam.
Getting cold.
Yes,
but
it is.
But we're going to be...
It'll still be good.
That's right. We'll continue the E-Factor here in just a moment. All right, changing gears now on the E-Factor. I want to welcome in Jason Wilhite. He's our events and membership director for the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, the E-Factor represents engagement, encouragement, employment, entrepreneurship, entertainment, education, but it also can stand for events. And Jason, we've got some coming up.
Absolutely. We've got some great events coming up. Of course, the big one being April 20th, our casino night and auction that we're partnering with Frankfort Main Street with.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that event. What can people expect from that evening? We've partnered, as you said, with the Frankfort Main Street, and looking forward to that. But what can folks expect when they open the doors, because we're going into a beautiful, brand new venue?
Yes, 51 Event West Event Center is going to be where it is. It's catty corner from Frankfort Public Library at 51 West Clinton Street. It's a wonderful new event. We wanted to showcase that for folks in Frankfort and Clinton County. It's a black tie dress, so you'll notice everyone dressed up a little bit. We're going to have a couple of live auction items, some silent auction items. Of course, with a casino night, you're going to have some games. We're going to have some blackjack, roulette, Texas Hold'em craps. And, of course, this is all phone and money. It's charitable money. It's not real cash money. So that's a wonderful thing. And people, as you win your chips, you get to buy the little tickets and put them in for some prizes.
So when you purchase your ticket, which is $50 per person, or you can buy a table for $400 for 8 folks to come.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So a company can buy a table of 8 and enjoy a night with fellow employees. Or just a couple want to get out for $100, you know, that's going to take care of that. But you will get chips during that time that are faux chips that basically you can utilize throughout the evening, especially when you get to the auction time.
Absolutely. We'll have silent auction items, which are donated by our wonderful businesses and service industry here in Clinton County. A lot of those are rolling in right now. We're extremely happy with that. And you can buy these tickets with your chips and put them for certain items, and then other items are going to be silent auction. And there's going to be a couple exciting live action auctions that we're going to be able to do that night.
So a lot of fun, maybe even including some special desserts that night at your table.
Yes, very possibly. My dad is a chef, and he has volunteered to do some Bananas Foster or Cherry's Jubilee, a nice action station where he'll bring it right to your table and light the fire, as it were, and have a nice premium dessert, a live auction only on that night.
A great opportunity for some entertainment. It's an event, again, sponsored by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and Frankfort Main Street, partnering together. And we always appreciate the partnership of Frankfort Main Street and also the event center there at 51 West Clinton Street with Jill Snyder and her group. We certainly appreciate Jill opening that up to us. And we can't forget Shoop's Country Foods. We're partnering with them. They're going to be providing all of the hors d'oeuvres, and it's going to be a great evening.
Yes. We have hot hors d'oeuvres. We have some cold hors d'oeuvres and also a chocolate fountain, which they have lovely decided to donate to us that night. As a sponsorship, we appreciate the girls and the guys there at Shoop's Country Food and everything they do for us. us, and it's going to be a great night. Don't miss it. Call us here at the Chamber if you're interested in wanting to come at 765-654-5507. You can talk to Kim or myself or Shan. Whoever's here, we'll get you down.
Absolutely. And the night is April 20th. That will be a Friday night, April 20th. The fun begins at 6:30. And so you don't want to miss that. Again, tickets are $50. Call the Chamber at 765-654-5507 for more details and to go ahead and RSVP and get your ticket. Also, events continue throughout the spring and summer, Jason, because one of our most fun and most popular events coming up for the summer is Thursday Thunder, getting ready to roll back into the downtown of Frankfort.
Absolutely. It's our seventh year, if you can believe it. And for the folks who don't know, it's Thursday Thunder was invented 7 years ago when just a couple of car guys came to us, George Gilbert being one of them, Bob coming in and saying, you know, we used to have that in downtown many, many, many years ago. And they said, could we plan on that? So we got together with some of the car guys, came up with this Thursday Thunder concept, and it's been going strong for 7 years.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been that long, and that, of course, includes live entertainment. We're going to be having live bands. This is the first and third Thursdays of each month between May and September, through May and through September, all summer long. So weather permitting, we have to watch the weather from time to time to make sure that we can get this in. But it's downtown Frankfort, Indiana, the first Thursday and the third Thursday of each month. That's Thursday Thunder. Plus, again, that live music. And we've got some good folks lined up. Mm-hmm. Again, partnering with Frankfort Main Street. We'll be right off the square here in the downtown. And a lot of great tunes being played with a lot of great rides. We've had some awesome cars trucks in the last few years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have been so blessed of the support of the car community. And this year, there's going to be a fun change. We're going to be located around Veterans Park. So it'll be almost half a full block of location, with the music being in the center at the gazebo. So it'll be a lot easier to hear. There's going to be a lot more opportunity for interaction because we'll be closer, and we're still only a few steps away from our wonderful eating establishments here in downtown.
Which we have a plethora of those in the immediate square of the downtown of Frankfort. So if you come out of Thursday Thunder, you won't go hungry. I can guarantee you that. And of course, we have all types of other events. We have network lunches and things like that. Jason, anything else that we want to share with the folks?
Well, we don't like to do a lot of dates on this show, but of course, coming up May 10th, we have our Career Tech Awards at Scanta Theater. This is for the students that are in the Career Tech Pathways in our community schools, Rossville, Clinton Prairie, Clinton Central, and Frankfort. They're nominated by their teachers. They come in. We invite their parents. We have a guest speaker, which will be Senator Jim Buck, state senator who owned a construction company at one time and has retired from that. And he's going to be our keynote, talking to the students about hard work, showing up on time, having a positive attitude, and all that wonderful things that get you so far nowadays.
Absolutely. So it'll be a great evening there to celebrate vocational training in our community, which we do. And we always have a great crowd for that each and every year. And that'll be at Scanta Theater there at the Clinton, the Frankfort Library there on Clinton Street. A lot of things happen on Clinton Street.
So, absolutely.
Main Street, Clinton Street, Washington Street, downtown Frankfort. Of course, we got some great other partners in our county. When you think about Kirkland, Michigan Town, Rossville, Mulberry, and Colfax, all of those communities doing some great things reaching out to folks and bringing folks in to those communities as well. Well, Jason, thank you very much. We appreciate the time today as we talk about events. And we also appreciate your time listening to the E-Factor. We greatly appreciate all those who have already responded and have given us a text or an email telling us how much they appreciate the program. And we're going to continue to do that because we want to encourage you and understand that there's a lot of great things happening in your community. What is the E-Factor in not only our community, but in your life? Are you encouraging people? Or maybe you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're an employee or an employer. We're going to probably be talking to you real soon. And always remember, as we close off another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, that you might be the hope, you might be the encouragement in someone else's life.